Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We welcome in Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors, talking about some tax day tips for everybody. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Good morning, Brian. You know,
tax day kind of brings out some anxiety. Yeah, I always think that people will get their things done well before tax day. There's not a lot of people pushing the deadlines, but I could not believe how many people I talked to over the weekend who were mentioning doing their taxes on Saturday or even on Sunday. And I thought that was kind of crazy, but what do you see in clients you work with? Do you know a lot of procrastinators?
Generally, with our clients, we don't see a lot of that. Occasionally you do, and there's a lot of last-minute calls for lost information and so forth, which makes you scratch your head. But that's in the minority for our clientele. Although over the weekend or on Friday, I was listening to a podcast with a financial advisor professional who she said she was not going to be doing her taxes until the weekend. I think some of that with people is with tax software, it's easy to enter. But if you don't have information, if you're missing something and you need that, then you run into a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, is that, I mean, it can be maybe beneficial, I would guess, to some to wait a little bit just to make sure you have everything together. Don't file too early and then you get something in the mail and go, oh, man.
That's a great point, especially if you have a stock account with stocks in it or bonds in it. A lot of times the custodians will issue corrected 1099. So like 3 or 4 weeks later, after you get your original 1099, they may issue a corrected one because some dividends from a company were misreported. So they have to send those out, and then you may have already filed your taxes, and now you have to file an amended return, which might be a pain. So sometimes I'll tell people with brokerage accounts, wait a few weeks after you get your 1099 to make sure you're not getting an amended 1099. Those are usually the biggest issues.
Well, for everyone else who's done this already, you've gone through the process, you might have even gotten your return. Is that where the real question begins? You know, you get that tax return back, however, you know, it might be, it could just be a couple hundred dollars, might be thousands for some people, depending on your situation. What do you advise people do with that money when they see it pop up in their account?
Some people already have that earmarked, but if it is a windfall for somebody and it's a substantial windfall, some of the things you want to look at are, do you have a high credit card balance? Can you use some of this money to apply to a credit card balance? Because that's where you're going to probably get the most bang for your buck, especially with credit cards being over 20%. If you don't have an emergency fund, maybe have some discussion around holding some cash in a bank account just so you have it in case you need it. But a lot of times you try to tell people, especially if they have credit card balances and maybe not an emergency fund, just don't spend this as a windfall, as a lottery winning that just came in. Try to use this proactively and productively for yourself.
Is that maybe the biggest piece of advice? You know, we hear story after story all the time about how little people have in savings, you know, to cover an emergency expense, which, you know, who knows what could, I had a rock hit my windshield, you know, over the weekend. You know, who knows what could happen that you might need some money to kind of cover those costs. Is your tax return maybe the perfect thing for a lot of people who say you have everything else, you didn't really account for what you might get from the state, from the federal government to start building up that fund?
Absolutely. I think one of the things we tell clients is 6 months of an emergency fund. It's kind of financial planning 101, oftentimes not achievable by a lot of people. But if you can get something to get that started, like you said, you get that tax return, you can put that in the bank and you see that, and then maybe just start adding a little bit every paycheck to that so you have that cushion when that rock hits your windshield or something breaks down on your car, you can hopefully use that as a resource and not a 20% credit card to pay that bill and then have to try to pay that off. And sometimes almost double the expense of the original issue that occurred.
What's the best way to start that? You know, if somebody's looking to use that money, all right, seed a new account, do you just have it thrown into your normal checking account? Should you start something new? Should you look into one of these high-yield savings? Is there something else?
Exactly. High-yield savings is often what we tell people for a couple reasons. One, you're going to earn more interest right now. High yields are anywhere between the low fours, even into the low fives. They're easy to set up, and they're a step away from your checking account. So you can attach the high yield savings account to your checking account. It's very easy. I tell people all the time, these high yield banks, FDIC insured, like to have your money. With technology, they make it very easy to transfer that from your checking account to the high yield. And again, the benefit there is a higher yield, and you see that interest coming in month after month. So you see that you're making money on money that you have in the bank, which frankly, people weren't seeing 2 years ago, right? With 0% interest rates in most places, and even high yield savings accounts were paying 1-2%, but now they're paying close to 5. So maybe that gives you a little momentum to start building that emergency fund. And as I said, it keeps you a step away from just writing a check or, you know, throwing down your debit card to buy something.
So maybe you start that up and you're in a little bit of a better position. You're looking ahead toward your next tax period. Is it still the thing, though? I'm always thinking it's nice to have that great big tax return. At the same time, if you can get a return where you maybe get $10 back, it's almost like you played it perfectly throughout the year.
Right. Yeah. And you're always taught, at least I was always taught, that getting the big refund was just giving the government an interest-free loan, which you really are. And if now, again, with interest rates being 5% on cash, if you can limit what you're getting, giving the government, and if you're getting $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 back, that's money that could be earning 5% instead of giving it to the government. And there are websites, that actually the IRS has a nice website where you can calculate, it's called their tax withholding estimator, and you can calculate you know, very closely your withholding, so you limit that if that's something somebody's interested in.
Okay, so a lot of good options for you there. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for being on with us. Really do appreciate it. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.